This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As Jill Staten will be jumping against Kenna Bixby, and the tip is controlled by South County. Crane with the ball, sets up between the circles, goes over on the wing to Bixby. Bixby looking inside, looking for some cutters going through the screens. Not there, so she'll reverse the ball. Back up top to Crane. Crane loses control, and it goes out of bounds. Very quickly, South County comes up with their first turnover. Taberzi will inbound for the Cavaliers. She'll get the ball in to Gibson, who'll give it right back to Taberzi. Isabella brings it down on the dribble. She'll go all the way. Left-hand layup off the glass, no good. Coming away with the rebound is Olivia Crane. Crane heads the other way. We're 30 seconds into this one. One team has a turnover. One team has a shot. Now a three-pointer attempt up. Way too long, way too strong. Bixby saves it, but right into the hands of Hannah Gibson. Taberzi will set things up. She dribbles over to the right side and now kicks it down in the corner to Lovelace for three. Bottom of the net. Jordan Lovelace drains the tray over in the right corner. Just like that, 1 minute into the game, the Cavies have a 3-0 lead. Back the other way, it'll be May Bandolo with the ball. She'll go back up top to Crane. Crane drives into the lane and back to Bandolo for three. Bottom of the net. Bandolo drains one from the free throw line extended over on the left side. And our score's tied up at three. Taberzi's going to walk the ball down the floor. Reels will come down here in the corner, and she'll set up here. Over on the elbow is Staten. She'll set a pick and then roll up top. Instead, they'll give to Reels. Reels will go dribbling around the three-point line all the way over to the opposite side. Jordan with another three-point attempt up there. Lovelace this time, no good. Crane comes away with the rebound. She'll set things up against the Cavalier defense. Over on the wing, it'll go to Bandolo. Bandolo back to Crane. Crane back up to Bandolo for three. It's partially blocked. Bixby comes up with the rebound. She tries to turn and shoot all in one move. Can't get the job done. It's blocked. But the Vipers come up with a rebound. Now a reach-in foul going to be called against the Cavaliers. And I believe this will go against double zero, Jordan Lovelace, who will pick up her first. 5:54, first quarter. Just underway. Three threes are score. Crane with the ball up top. Goes to Bixby in the lane. Bixby wants to drive. Her shot's partially blocked. Taberzi comes away with it. Taberzi eyeballing the situation. Decides, I'll go right down the lane. Now she'll kick it out to Reels for three. Bottom of the net. Lily Reels with a tray. Don't look now, but the Cavaliers have spotted up two threes. Hit them both. They lead 6-3. Larry Griffith wants a timeout. As he takes a timeout, we will too. You're listening to High School Regional Basketball on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Vipers will head north to the far end of the gymnasium. Crane on the dribble drive, picks her dribble up, almost loses control of it. Instead, she dishes it off to Copeland. Copeland's shot no good. Coming up with the rebound was Bixby. Bixby's shot is partially deflected by Taberzi. It'll go out of bounds and still be Viper ball. 6-3 is the Cavalier lead. Inbounds pass comes way out front to Olivia Crane. Crane dribbles up between the circles, then dishes it off to Bandolo. Bandolo going to get the ball inside to Crane. Crane can't drive, so she'll kick it back out to Copeland. Copeland for 15 will not go. They fight for the rebound. Crane comes away with it. Vipers maintain possession. Into the corner it goes to Bandolo. Bandolo thought about a three from the right side. Instead, she'll bring it back out top. Cavaliers playing some tough man-to-man defense as the pass comes over to Much. First time she's touched the ball. Now Bixby gets the ball on the low post. And poke checked away. And Taberzi comes away with it. Oh, nice lead pass there for Lovelace. Her shot will not go. And Bixby comes up with the rebound. Good lead pass, but Lovelace simply couldn't convert on the layup. So at 4:20 to go here in the first quarter, Bixby's going to pull up from 15, will not go. Coming up with the rebound this time is Hannah Gibson. Gibson with the rebound, dishes it off to Taberzi. Taberzi stops and pops from the free throw line. It won't go. Bixby comes up with the rebound. She secures it and then gives it off to Crane. Halfway through quarter number one, 6-3 is the Cavalier lead. Crane looking for Bixby at the low post. Can't find her, so they're going to dribble drive to the basket. Will Copeland. Now they go into Bixby. She almost lost it. However, it's recovered by Bandolo. Bandolo set things up for Crane. Her shot's going to be partially blocked. Reels comes up with the rebound. Cavaliers wanting to head down the floor quickly. Loveless was ahead of the crowd, but they didn't see her. Terberzi goes behind her back at midcourt, being guarded by Crane. Now she'll spin into the lane, kick it out to Reels for three. Bottom of the net. Lily Reels with her second three. We've had four baskets made here in the first quarter, all of them from three-point land. This one's a little bit long and strong for the Vipers, so the Cavaliers get the ball back with a 9-3 lead. Staten's going to bring it to the basket. Now she's going to kick it out and give it off to Loveless, and Loveless shuffled her feet trying to get him set for the shot. So that'll be turnover number one on CHS. Looks like we're going to have a timeout on the floor. No. Yes, they will take a timeout. As they take a timeout, 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. 9-3 is the Carlinville lead. You're listening to IHSA Regional Basketball from the Hillsboro Regional on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Vipers will take the ball down the floor, trailing 9-3. Four field goals, all from three-point land, three by the Cavaliers, one by the Vipers. Crane with the ball up top. She'll dribble over, now wants to spin into the lane. She'll kick the ball out on the wing to Bandolo. Her shot's up, no good. Bixby with the rebound, put back, and it's good. Kenna Bixby with her first two-pointer of the night does what she does best, and that's those putbacks playing strong around the basket. Makes it 9-5, Cavies with a four-point lead. Staten on the dribble. Staten tries to get the ball inside. It's deflected and stolen by Bixby, and the Vipers will head the other way, trailing by four. Crane will set things up. She's being guarded there by Braylee Weiser just into the ball game. Now inside they'll go to Bixby. Off the glass and good. Bread and butter. That's what Kenna Bixby is. Got to have a person on her and maybe a person and a half in order to shut her down inside. Makes the score 9-7. Cavie still with the lead. Staten goes to the hole. Stops, pops from five. Won't go. Fights for her own rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by CHS. Couple of substitutions coming in for the Vipers. Caroline Peters coming into the game and Brooke Herms as well. Crane will have a seat. And it will be Herms with the ball. She'll give it off to Bixby. Bixby out top, shot for three-point land, is off to the right as Peters could not find the range on that. Terberzi comes away with the rebound. Down to 100 seconds would go in the first quarter. Terberzi wants to drive the left side of the lane. She'll kick out to Reels for three. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound and coming down with it is Copeland. Eden will take the ball down on the dribble on the right side. She'll kick it back up top to Peters. Peters will set things up, and she'll swing it over on the top to Peters. Goes down the lane now, getting the return pass. Glass, off the glass, no good. There is Bixby again. Bixby making a living getting those offensive rebounds and those putbacks. And now all of a sudden it's 9-9 as Bixby has come up with six straight points to erase a six-point deficit. With the ball is Reels. She's going to drive the lane on the left side. Gives it off to Terberzi up top. Terberzi going to give it back to Reels. Reels at the free throw line. Dishes off to Staten. Staten, whoa! Staten got away. No, she didn't get away with a double dribble. She dribbled with the left, picked it up, then quickly dribbled with the right. It was very quickly done, but she didn't quite get away with it. Turnover number three on CHS. Bandolo will get a break now, as coming into the lineup will be Emma Points for South County. With the ball is Caroline Peters. Peters will dish it off to Copeland. Copeland goes around the wing. They'll give the ball off to Bixby. Bixby out beyond the three-point line. She's not usually out there. She is now giving it off to Peters. Now back up top, it'll go to Points. Points looking for somebody. She'll give it off to Peters. Peters has the ball knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Vipers, so that'll be turnover number three on South County. Each team with three turnovers, each team with 9 points. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Staten will set the offense up. It'll be Gibson on one elbow, Terberzi on the other elbow. It'll go to Gibson up top. Now back to Staten. Staten look for Terberzi, cutting through. Terberzi in double team, triple team. She tries to shoot through it. Jump ball going to be called. As that ball came down, Bixby had two hands on it. Terberzi had two hands on it. Possession arrow favors Carlinville. 11.9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Staten will trigger the inbounds on the baseline. Taberzi comes diagonally down to the blocks. Can't find her. They'll go up top, give the ball off. And shots up and no good, as that time Weiser could not find range. Another jump ball ensues, and this time the arrow favors South County. So with 7 seconds to go in the first quarter, tied at 9, Caroline Peters, the 5'5 junior, will bring it down quickly. Down to 6, down to 5, looking to get the ball inside to Bixby. They do at the free throw line. No. Shots off. No good. We have come to the end of the first quarter, and after 8 minutes of play here at the Hillsboro Regional, it is Carlinville 9, South County 9. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. It was a very well-played first quarter that saw the Cavaliers jump out to a 9-3 lead. Then Kenneth Bixby went to work, scored 6 straight points, tied this one up 9-9. That's the way we are as the start of the second quarter. Cavaliers will start with the ball. Staten out between the circles, gets a screen from Taberzi, heads over to the right side. Now kicks it back up to Taberzi. He'll stop from the free throw line. The lefty puts one up high and drops strike through. Taberzi got the shooter's touch there as that one bounced 2 or 3 times on the rim. Finally decided, I'll drop right on through. 11-9 is the Cavalier lead. Peters with the ball, gives it off to Herms. Herms dribbles over on the far side. She's being guarded there by Carly Tips into the ball game. Inside they'll go to Bixby. She has the ball stolen away. They're going to say last touched by South County. It'll be Carlinville ball, as that'll be turnover number 4 on SCHS. South County. Waverly, Franklin, combination. Staten now on the dribble. She'll drive all the way to the basket. She's sandwiched there. No foul called. A lot of contact. They'll fight for the loose ball. It's going to be out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Cavaliers. Staten says, yep, I did it. She hands the ball to the official, nods in agreement, then heads back to play defense. Caroline Peters working the point guard position now with Brooke Herms over on the left wing. Over on the right wing is Olivia Crane. She has the ball now. They'll go back up top and swing it to the left side to Bixby. Bixby looking for cutters inside. Nobody opens, so she'll dish it off on the left side to Peters. Peters is going to be called for traveling as she could not find a receiver. Got her feet tangled up. Now coming back into the lineup will be Eden Copeland as well as Maddie Much and Olivia Crane. So they'll have the original starting five in there now for South County. 11-9 is the Cavalier lead. Over on the wing, it'll go to Tips. Tips going to try to get the ball inside to Staten. She's double-teamed, is able to get the ball out top to Loveless. She'll stop and pop in the free throw line. Off the side it goes, and coming up with a rebound is Bixby. She'll dish it off to Crane. Crane with those long pigtails takes the ball down court, gives it off to Maddie Much. Maddie Much goes to Bixby. She's double-teamed, so she'll kick the ball out to Bandolo. Her three-point attempt won't go. Fighting for the rebound is Bixby, and even though she was being backed out by a Carlinville defender, she still was able to get the shot up and over the top. And at the six-minute mark of quarter number 2, we're knotted at 11. Staten wants to drive. Now she'll stop and pop in the elbow. Off the glass and good. I didn't hear her call it, but for Jill Staten, her first 2 points of the game. Puts the Cavies back up on top, 13-11. Both coaches standing and working hard, Larry Griffith and Darren Deneve, doing a good job for their respective teams. Shots up, no good. Fighting for the rebound. The Vipers come away with it, and Bandolo goes to the hole, and she'll go to the free throw line, and she was hacked in the act. Foul going to be called against. Is it going to go on Taberzi? Yes. Isabella will pick up her first. Bandolo to shoot 2. First one's up. First one's good. That's our first free throw of the game. And Bandolo picks up her 4th point. Addie Rule, who had just been in the ball game, has a seat. As Bandolo makes the 2nd free throw, tying this one up at 13. So starters in for both teams now once again. as they'll swing it. Oh, it could be a nice tip pass there by Eden Copeland. Almost came up on the stage with us, but it bounced off the side of the stage. Now Taberzi will inbound right down in front of us. She'll get the ball into Staten. Staten will view the situation. She sees Gibson come to the high post. Now she'll get the entry pass on the side of the lane. Loose ball on the floor, going to be taken away by the Vipers. Turnover number four on the Cavies, back the other way. Staten with an outstanding leaping block there as she got that one clean. Now as she goes to the hole, she'll give it off to Taberzi. Off the glass and good. Give Taberzi the 2 points, but give Staten the great assist as she took the ball to the hole, drew the defense to her. The little diagonal bounce pass gives the Cavaliers a 15-13 lead. Back the other way, Bandolo shot rims out from three-point land. Now a reach-in foul going to be called against the Cavies, and I believe this may be going against, yes, it is going against Jill Staten, and that will be Jill's first. One foul on Loveless, one foul on Staten, and one foul on Taberzi for the Cavaliers. South County has yet to commit a foul. Into Bixby it goes. Bixby gets the shot to drop, and Gibson, who was caught behind her on defense, is going to pick up her first foul. Bixby had that one just handed to her too easily. She puts it off the glass, her fourth point of the quarter, her 10th point of the game. She'll look to complete the old-fashioned three-point play as she eyes it and tries it and buys it. 5 and a quarter, 11 for the game, and 16-15 South County with their first lead of the game. Staten bringing the ball down on the right side. She has Gibson at the elbow, goes down instead in the corner to Loveless. Loveless wants to skip to Taberzi, down in the corner to Staten for three. Baseline jumper, no good. Gibson fighting for the rebound. Her shot's partially blocked. Going to be a loose ball, and there's going to be a foul on the floor. This one's going to go against the Vipers, I do believe. Bandolo going to get called for the foul. No, I'm sorry, that foul's going to go against Much. Now the pass comes over here almost right in our lap as it's deflected. It'll go out of bounds, and Taberzi will inbound right below our broadcast spot. She's looking. She finds Reels, then gets the pass right back. Looking to go inside. Oh, that was a sandwich pass. Two Vipers there. The steal goes down as turnover number five, halfway through quarter number two. South County with a one-point lead. With the ball is Maddie Much. Much gives the ball off on the wing to Copeland. Copeland picks up her dribble, and she's going to skip pass across to Crane. Her shot's off the iron, no good. They'll fight for the rebound, and Staten comes up with it. At the 3:50 mark, Cavies trailing by one will bring the ball this way. Staten on the dribble over on the right side. Hits Gibson in the post. Now to Taberzi, a hard pass, but Taberzi handled it quite well. Now an errant shot is going to be deflected and taken by Staten. She'll fire from three, rattles around, won't go down. Much comes up with a rebound, and she pulls that one away from Gibson and refuses to give it up. So Crane has the ball, and the Vipers head the other way, leading 16-15. Now Staten with a takeaway. Oh, going to be 2 minutes for tripping on Crane, as that time she got her feet tangled up with Staten's. Staten went to the floor hard. She's used to doing that. A little bit of a smile there. She'll take the thing out of her hair and then get it fixed up. Now we'll have a timeout. At the 3:20 mark, 16-15 is the Viper lead. Cavies will have the ball when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Welcome back to Hillsboro High School. We'll take a night off tomorrow night from high school basketball, but we'll have Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Rutgers. 5 o'clock start on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. Inbounding, it comes down in the corner to Reels. Her jumper is up and no good. Thursday night, we'll be back here for the championship game. It'll be Hillsboro against either South County or Carlinville. In any event, we'll have this game live at 7 o'clock Thursday night, and then we'll have the championship game from the Roxana Regional as well. That'll be our delayed broadcast, Staunton taking on Alton Marquette. Taberzi comes away with a rebound down at the other end. She'll head this way, spins out, gives it off to Reels. Reels it go out between the circles. Her pass is deflected, but Loveless comes away with it. Back over to Taberzi, the lefty, 1-3. Instead, she'll give the ball off to Reels. Reels will dribble back out and give it to Staten. Staten back to Reels for three, off the iron, too strong. goes off the hands of Taberzi and out of bounds, so it'll be South County ball. 2:21 to go here till halftime. We've been stuck on 16-15. South County with a one-point lead and the ball. Coach Denis giving some defensive instructions to his team as Bixby gets the ball for the South County Vipers. She'll head into the lane. She'll go up off the glass. It comes up short. However, for the rebound, there's Bandolo. Bandolo comes up with her first two. She's got a three and a two, and a couple of free throws give her 7 points, give South County a three-point lead. Staten for three, no good. They'll fight for the rebound. Last touch by Taberzi. She simply couldn't get a handle on that. So with 1:50 to go until half, it is 18-15 in favor of South County. Crane with the ball between the circles. She'll give the ball up top to Copeland. Copeland back to Crane, 4-3. A little bit of a line drive, not enough arch. Taberzi corrals that rebound, and she'll bring it down on a dribble. She's going to give it off in the corner to Lovelace. She led her a little bit too much. Back to Staten, now to Taberzi. Taberzi's going to drive that lane and kick it out to Reels for three in the corner. Off the iron, no good. Bixby coming up with the rebound. They're reaching in on her, and Bixby will not let him have the ball. Gibson's going to be called for the foul. Tell you what, Kenna Bixby is very strong. Hannah Gibson tried her very best to get in there and get a piece of the ball. Instead, she gets a foul. She'll have a seat now. It's coming in to replace her will be Addie Rule. Reels will also have a seat as Braylee Weiser will replace her in the CHS lineup. 1:15 to go till half, 18-15. South County with a three-point lead and the ball. Off it goes to Mandolo for three. Too long, too strong. Crane fighting for the rebound. She has it over in the other corner. She'll try a three. Line drive not there. Taberzi comes up with the rebound. She has two defenders trying to get the ball from her. You're not going to get the ball away from Isabella Taberzi. She takes the ball down in the corner, gives it to Weiser. Weiser goes back up top to Taberzi. Now they'll swing it over to Lovelace on the right side. Back up top it comes to Staten, down to 40 seconds to go in the first half. Weiser with the ball down in the corner to Staten. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll drive to the hole. Off the glass and good. Jill Staten with a nice move to the basket there. Gives her 4 points on the game. Makes it a one-point game. 18-17. 25 seconds to go. Vipers with the lead. Vipers with the ball. Down to 20 seconds we go. Back out top it goes to Bixby. She'll look to Bandolo. Bandolo's shot's long and strong. Staten comes away with the rebound. 15 seconds to go. Coach Denis letting them know we got plenty of time. Take your time. Set the offense. Staten to the basket. Oh, her bounce pass inside for Taberzi was deflected and stolen by the Vipers. 3-2-1. Crane from midcourt. It will not go. We've come to halftime, and after two quarters of play here at the Hillsboro Regional, it is South County 18, Carlinville 17. We'll take a break. Be back with halftime. You're listening to IHSA Regional Basketball on WSMI. Action underway. South County got the ball first. They had a shot blocked. Now the other way. Jordan Lovelace with a shot. It's no good. And the Vipers come away with the ball. 18-17 is the Viper lead. They have the ball. Crane between the circles. Gets it to the low post to Bixby. She tries to turn into a double team. Loses the ball. Turnover number six on SCHS. Taberzi gets the ball over to Staten for three. Nope, off the iron, will not go. Chasing it down is Reels. Reels going to stop and pop the free throw line, and it's good. Lily Reels comes up with her eighth point of the game, gives the Cavies the lead 19-18. Just a minute into the third quarter. With the ball is Copeland going into the lane. She lost the handle, got it off to Bixby. She'll go off the glass, and it's good. If you get the ball in Bixby's hands, more often than not, she's going to put it in the hole. She has 13. Vipers have a one-point lead, 20-19. Taberzi back to Staten. Staten stop, pop, off the glass, and good. Excellent give and go between Taberzi and Staten. She dished it off to her, got it right back from her, put it in the hole, 21-20. Cavies with a lead. Mandolo on the dribble. She'll go to the free throw line. Now tries to go down the right side. Off the glass, shot's going to be blocked. Going to be a foul called on the play to the free throw line. Mandolo to shoot two as the foul's going to go against Gibson. On Hannah, that will be her third. Three fouls on Gibson. Coach Deneve talking to Bill Leonard about that call. Nope, I got it right. Free throws up and no good by Bandolo. She's 2 for 3 from the charity stripe, setting on 7 points. Looking for number 8, which would tie this one up. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. Give her eight. Knots this score up 21-21. 6:30 to go, third quarter. Staten bringing the ball down the floor as the Cavvies are heading to the north end this time. Over on the corner, it goes to Loveless. Her shot's no good. Bandolo comes up with the rebound. She'll dish it off to Crane. And the Vipers will head south. They'll go inside, giving it off to Copeland. Copeland to Bixby. Bixby has her shot blocked in the double team, but she gets her rebound back and put right back in. She doesn't get really upset when the shot's blocked. She just stays with it, picks up the offensive rebound, and the putback is good. This time, Loveless will not take the shot. Instead, her pass is deflected. Reels, however, saves her, gets the ball off, gives it up to Taberzi at the head of the key. Over on the wing, it goes now down to Staten. Staten going to get into Taberzi. Taberzi has her shot blocked, and Bixby takes it away from her. Now they're reaching in and going to be another foul called against the Cavvies. Is this going to go against Gibson? Yes, it is. And Hannah has just picked up two fouls here in the third quarter with a little over 2.5 minutes gone. She'll have a seat as substitution is going to come in. Loveless will have a seat as well as her, and Rule and Weiser will enter the lineup for CHS. 23-21 is the Viper lead. Going to be a timeout on the floor. 5:37 to go, third quarter. Vipers 23, Cavvies 21. Back after this one message on WSMI. Rule and Weiser in the ball game, along with Reels, Staten, and Taberzi for CHS. Caroline Peters bringing the ball down to Bandolo up top. It'll go, three-point attempts, way long, way strong, but there's Bixby to come up with yet another rebound. She'll dish it out top to Peters. Now another three-point attempt, up, and it's good. Copeland, with her first points of the game, missed a three badly, got the pass back out to her at the head of the key, and that's what you call a true shooter. I don't care if I miss that last shot. I'll keep going. Now the other end, Staten takes it inside for her eighth point of the game. Four in the quarter, eight in the game for Staten. 26-23, Vipers with the three-point lead. Peters with the ball to Much. Much looking to go inside. She'll give to Bixby. Bixby being guarded by Taberzi. She'll go into the corner. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Cavaliers. Staten trying to get the call there, but to no avail. Much will inbound right in front of her own bench. Pass comes in to Copeland. Copeland to Bixby. Bixby with a reverse layup off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound. She and Taberzi going up strong. It goes off their hands and Reels comes away with it. Coach Deneve says slow things down. He is about as vocal as I've seen him for a while. Wanting to exhort his team, trailing by three, 26-23. To Taberzi, lefty, for three. Off the iron, no good. Peters comes up with the rebound. She'll bring it back the other way as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number three. 26-23, South County with the lead. Much with the ball. Bandolo going in the lane, and Bixby going to be called for an illegal screen. She put her shoulder into that one a little bit too much. For Kenna, that will be her first foul. That's only the third team foul against South County for the entire game. First one of the second half. Cavvies have committed two fouls here in the second half. We'll have a timeout on the floor. 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. 26-23, Vipers with the lead. Cavvies with the ball when we come back following these two messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, it will be Carlinville ball. They are trailing 26-23. They will send Staten and Reels and Taberzi out there with Rule and Weiser. South County will counter with Copeland and Crane, as well as Bixby, Bandolo, and Much. Staten will set things up. They'll go with a 1-2-2 zone defense, will the Vipers. Staten over to Reels on the wing, to Taberzi. She'll skip it back to the other side, to Weiser. Weiser with the ball on the left wing, goes up top to Staten. Staten to Reels. Cavvies trying to get the ball into Taberzi. A pass is going to be deflected, and they're going to call a travel. Although she was undercut, it was simply that the two got themselves tangled up. The gal with the ball is the gal that gets called for the turnover. So the Cavvies will get the ball back. Seven turnovers on South County. That's one of those things that didn't look good, but there was nothing wrong with what either one did. It's just a part of the game. With the ball is Weiser up top. She'll give it off on the corner to Rule. Rule back to Weiser as we hit the 3:30 mark of quarter number three. Now Staten between the circles, looking at Taberzi on the high post. Now she'll swing it off to Reels. Reels going to drive that right side. Now she'll back out, pull it out on the dribble, give it back to Staten on a bounce pass. Staten swings it over to Weiser, thought about a three. As she passed it up, she moved her feet for turnover number seven. So each team with seven miscues in the game, 3:13 showing on the third quarter clock. 26-23, South County with the lead and the ball. Caroline Peters, the 5'5 junior, she's working the point guard duties here. As over on the wing, Copeland tries to cut back door. She's not open, so they'll swing it back over to Much. Much goes back up top to Copeland. Copeland, being guarded by Staten, goes inside to Bixby. Bixby with a bounce pass for Peters. Off the glass, no good. Yes, it was good. Didn't go off the glass. It came up short, went right on through for Caroline Peters. There was a shot that I didn't think was going to get there, but it did, 28-23. Now Staten off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Oh, nice job there by Braylee Weiser. Now Reels for three, off the iron, will not go. They're fighting for the ball. Bixby comes away with it. Bixby being chased down from behind by Staten. She'll pull the dribble up, give the ball off to Peters. 2-2-2 showing on the third quarter clock. 28-23, South County with the lead. Now the pass inside to Peters off the glass, rolls around and goes down. Peters with an awkward-looking shot, but all's well that ends well, as they say. As that kissed the back iron, went up and hit the glass, come back through, 30-23. Reels for a needed three off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Taberzi. Taberzi and Bixby going after it. It kicks out to Staten for three. Little long, little strong. Nobody can get a handle on it. Reels, baseline jumper, no good. Finally coming down with it is Bandolo. Cavaliers did everything but score. They had two or three opportunities. They worked the offensive boards hard, but they could not convert and get the points down. Now they'll go Bixby low. Bixby's going to swing it out to Bandolo. Back up top to Much, the lefty, for three. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, out of bounds, last touched by Bixby. Bandolo going to get a break as points will come into the lineup. Much going to get a break as Crane will come back into the lineup. Reels is going to get a break as well, as she'll be replaced in the Cavi lineup by Carly Tips, the 5'4 sophomore. 1:25 to go, third quarter. 30-23, 7-point largest lead of the game for South County. Over on the wing, it goes to Tips. Now for Staten. For three. Bottom of the net. When in doubt, go to your leader. And Staten comes up with her 7th point of the quarter. Her 11th point of the game draws the Cavaliers back to within four. Peters driving to Bixby in the corner. Baseline jumper, too long, too strong. Out of bounds, last touch by the Cavaliers. Jill Staten with a huge baseline jumper from three-point land over on the left side. With a minute and 1 second to go here in the third quarter, the Cavies have drawn back to within four. They trailed by seven just a moment ago. Now it's Copeland with the ball. Copeland being guarded by Staten. Staten is bodying her up. Sharp pass comes over to Much. Much goes inside to Bixby. Bixby with a bounce pass to Crane. Crane's going to be fouled by Loveless. Loveless with a reach-in foul will pick up her second. It's a non-shooting foul, so with 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter, South County will inbound under their own basket. They lead 30-26. Look for the diagonal pass, he says. Now it comes into Crane. Crane being guarded there in the corner by Loveless. She wants to drive baseline. She drives into a double team, and in the sandwich going to be a blocking foul called. Not a shooting foul, so it'll be Viper's ball out of bounds. They're going to call the foul on Loveless. That will be foul number three on Jordan. Much will trigger the inbound underneath her own basket. Copeland in the corner, going up top. Now Crane over in the corner, gets the pass inbounds. Crane on the dribble, wants to drive to the baseline. She gets to the free throw line as the foul going to be called on Addie Rule. Addie thought she was set, ready to draw the charge. The official says, nope, you didn't get your feet set. It'll be a blocking foul on Rule, her first. It'll send Olivia Crane to the free throw line to shoot two. She'll eye the first, she'll try the first, she'll buy the first. Caught front iron and crawled over the top and went in. Makes it 31-26. for Crane, her first point of the game. She's looking for her second. Can't find it. Went long and strong on that. Taberzi comes away with the rebound. 31-26. Now a long pass. Ill-advised there as the Vipers come up with another steal. The Cavaliers with their eighth turnover with 30 seconds to go, leading by five. South County may wait. Instead, they'll go inside. Pass is going to be kicked. Went off of a foot. The official underneath didn't see which foot it went off of. The outside official's trying to give him some help. And he is going to say it is Viper ball. Good officiating there as the two officials got together. The one official was close. He knew it was knocked off of a foot. Got some help from the outside of official, and I think they got the call correct. Pass comes into Crane. Crane goes down the lane, and she's going to be fouled on the reach in. Carly Tips didn't like the call, but she'll pick up personal foul number one. That'll be team foul number six. This will be the last time that the Vipers will not go to the free throw line. They'll be in the bonus the rest of the way. Inbounds pass comes in to Bixby, and Bixby gets shoved to the floor, but they'll call her for a travel. She just looks up at the official in disbelief, but the Cavies get the ball back. They won't argue with that, trailing by five, 15 seconds to go to see if they can cut into this five-point deficit. 31-26, three-point attempt is up, no good. Peters comes up with the rebound with 7 seconds to go. She'll cross midcourt. She'll go to the lane. She'll kick it out top. Shot going to be up. It won't be off in time. No. Shot would not go either way, so after three quarters of play, South County 31, Carlinville 26. Cavies have been here before. We'll see if they can pull off fourth quarter magic once again. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here we go. Fourth quarter action. Cavies have been here before. They trailed Gillespie going into the fourth quarter the other night, and they came away with a 42-40 victory to get into this semifinal game against South County. They'll get the ball first to start the fourth quarter, trailing 31-26. It's a 1-2-2 zone set up by South County. Over on the wing, it goes to Weiser. Weiser tries to entry pass to the low post and throws it away. Turnover number 9 on CHS. Crane will bring the ball down, take it over on the wing to Copeland. Copeland looks inside and instead goes to Bixby. Bixby to Much. They'll go around the corner. Now to Bixby. Bixby on the low post goes back up top. Much retrieves it before it goes across midcourt. Back to Bixby it goes. Off the glass. Too long. Too strong. Reels comes up with a rebound. Taberzi with some good, solid defense that time on Bixby. Would not let her get to the basket. Now Isabella with the ball brings it down on the dribble. She loses control. Peter stole it away. It's loose on the floor. Back in the backcourt it goes. Taberzi comes up with it. Going to be a jump ball there. And the jump ball arrow will favor South County. Good hustle there by Isabella. But it will go down as turnover number 10 on CHS. Coach Deneve hollering at the defense, don't let Bixby get that ball inside. We approach the 7-minute mark, South County with a 5-point lead. Over it goes to Bandolo, almost stolen there by Staten. Now back up top it comes to Peters. Peters looking inside. Now Bixby pops out to the free throw line. Much with the ball over on the right side. Goes off to Crane. Off the glass. No good. She gets her own rebound. Throws it back in. I mean literally threw it at the basket. It went off the glass, off the iron, dropped on through. Crane has three. The lead is 7. 33-26. Staten with the ball over on the right side. She'll pop for three. Bottom of the net. Once again, she answers the call. 14 points on the game for the senior, Jill Staten. Back the other way, shots up and shots good by Bixby as they go inside, and that's Miss Automatic. Give her 17 points on the game. Make it 35-29, a 6-point game. Staten dribbling down the right side. She'll go baseline, swings it all the way across to Reels. Reels stops and pops from 10, and it's good. And that for Lily Reels is her 10th point of the game. Makes it a 4-point game, 35-31. Staten comes up with a steal. Turnover number 9 on the South County Vipers. Now Staten is trying to dribble through a double team. The ball is going to be, nope, they're going to have a foul called against the Vipers. As this one will go against, see who is going to call that on. They're going to call that one on Peters, and that will be her first. Peters will have a seat now as Crane will come back in. Original starting lineup in there for both teams. No, I'm sorry. We have Weiser in there for the Cavaliers. Tabersi for three. Nope, just inside the three-point line. They'll give her two on that one. Gives her 6 points. Makes it a two-point game. 35-33. The Cavaliers, who had trailed by seven, backed within two. Much for three. Off the iron. Will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Gibson, who's re-entered the game here in the fourth quarter. She has those four fouls, but they need her in there now. Reels for three. Bottom of the net. Lily Reels catches fire. 5 1/4. 13 for the game for Reels, and all of a sudden it's 36-35. Cavies with the lead. Now going to be a traveling call against the Vipers. That will be their 10th turnover. And so with 5:14, the Cavaliers have turned the tables, and they have regained the lead 36-35. And the Cavalier faithful, you can hear them now. We'll take a break in the action that you're listening to on WSMI. Less than 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, the Cavaliers have come out and outscored the Vipers 10-4. Fired up another three. Bixby comes up with the rebound. They turned a five-point deficit into a one-point advantage. We hit the five-minute mark. The Vipers with the ball. Much has it between the circles over on the left side. She's looking inside for Cutter. Instead, she'll go to Bixby up top. Bixby looking for Bandolo. Now off to Crane. Crane trying to see if she can find a low post open. Not there. So Much will come back up top. She has the ball almost stolen. Now they'll get inside to Bixby, and she was left wide open. Somebody lost an assignment there. Bixby picks up her 19th point of the game. 37-36, Vipers with the lead in this seesaw battle. Tabersi going to fire a long three. Bottom of the net. Isabella Tabersi. That's the third tray of the quarter for the Cavaliers, who now have 7 threes on the game. And now as Copeland takes the ball to the hole, she turns it over. Turnover number 11. Cavies now with a two-point lead, 39-37, as they have got the Vipers rattled, and they have been hitting the three-pointers. Three of them here in the fourth quarter. Now back the other way, it's Staten for three. This one's off. However, Gibson comes up with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Crane in the act of shooting to the free throw line. Hannah Gibson to shoot two. This is the Cavaliers we have come to know and love in the fourth quarter. They grind it out, and then find a way to get to the finish line. Gibson's free throw is up and no good. Cavalier lead remains two as we're halfway through quarter number four. 4:04 showing on the clock. At hand is a championship date with Hillsboro Thursday night. Second free throw is up and good by Gibson. That for Hannah, her first points of the game. Bandolo will have a seat as Peters will come into the lineup for South County. 40-37, Vipers with the ball, Cavies with the lead. Copeland with the ball, gives it off to Bixby. Bixby goes over on the corner, giving it off to Peters. Back out top to Crane. Crane looking inside. Now Staten almost had a steal. She knocks it out of bounds, right in the hands of Larry Griffith. It'll be Viper ball out of bounds in front of their bench. 3:47 to go, fourth quarter. 40-37, Cavies with the lead. Vipers with the ball. Crane between the circles, looking inside. Gibson is guarding, and now the pass is going to be deflected. They're going to say off the foot of the Vipers. Turnover number 12. The Vipers trying to dribble right into a double team. Not a very good idea. And so we have a timeout on the floor with 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Cavaliers with a 40-37 lead. They'll have the ball when we come back following this timeout on WSMI. I thought it was kind of interesting last time down the floor, the Cavaliers put Hannah Gibson on Bixby. Now, Gibson has four fouls, but she did a good job of making sure that the Vipers could not get the ball into Bixby. Instead, they try to dribble drive into a double team. It goes off the leg, out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on South County. And now Tabersi will bring the ball down. Cavies with a three-point lead. Staten with a three-point attempt. This one won't go. Crane comes away with a rebound. She'll bring it up slowly as we hit the 3:20 mark of the fourth quarter. To Copeland it goes. Copeland to Peters. Peters wants to get it into Bixby, but Bixby's being closely guarded. Much going to drive the baseline, being guarded by Taberzi. Reels on the reach in, got away with it. Gibson comes up with the rebound, however, stolen by Peters. Peters to Much. Much had the ball go behind her back, and she lost it. And as a result, going to be a foul called, the ensuing loose ball. This foul will go against Peters. And if so, that will be her second, I do believe. Inbounds pass is deflected by Bixby, but the Cavs will get the ball back. We've gone inside 3 minutes now, 2:58 showing on the clock. South County with that full court pressure, they get the ball into Staten. Back to Taberzi. Taberzi will bring it down on a dribble at the 2:50 mark. Taberzi with the ball, Staten cutting through the lane. Not there, so Taberzi picks up her dribble, gives the ball off on the wing to Weiser. Weiser works a little dribble drive. Now it'll go off to Reels. Reels to Taberzi. Taberzi with a double team. Much ties her up. Going to be a jump ball. The arrow will favor the Cavaliers. So with 2:37 to go, the Cavs leading by three. Looking for a date Thursday night against the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. They will inbounds. Taberzi right in front of the stage, gives to Staten. Staten goes to the hole. Charging foul going to be called on Staten, and I think, although many people didn't like that call, I think he had a good look at it. Bill Leonard made the call, and he was very certain of it. The turnover is number 10 on the Cavaliers. They have committed only four turnovers here in the second half. Now Copeland with the ball to Much for three. Nope, off the iron. Bixby looking for the rebound. It goes off of her and out of bounds, and the ball will go over to the Cavaliers. Vipers come up with full court pressure. Cavaliers wanting to break that pressure. Only four team fouls on the Vipers, so if they want to be putting the Cavaliers to the free throw line, they're going to have to be making some fouls here shortly. Down to the 2:10 mark, Much guarding Taberzi. Almost took it away from her. Now Taberzi on a left-hand dribble gives the ball off to Staten. Staten will dribble back out between the circles. She'll go over to the right side. Now she'll roll dribble, kick it out on the corner to Weiser. Weiser says, what do I want to do? Coach says, I'll tell you what we do. Let's take a timeout. Down to 1:57 here in the fourth quarter. Carlinville 40, South County 37. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Regional Basketball on WSMI. Here we go. 1:57 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Following the timeout, Reels will trigger it in. She gets it in to Taberzi. Taberzi has the ball in the corner, guarded by Much. Much gets the ball back, Taberzi gets the ball back out to Staten. Staten with 1:45 and dribbling against Peters. Peters goes around to try to get a double team, but Staten dribbles right on through it. Now Staten, once again, dribbles off to Reels. Reels goes back up top to Taberzi. They'll play keep away, getting the ball back in Jill's hands. Staten going to be fouled on the play by Eden Copeland, who needed to get the clock stopped. She does with 1:33 to go. That, however, is only the 15th foul against South County, and so the Cavs will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Reels gets it in to Taberzi. Taberzi being guarded by Much. They get a steal. Coming away with is Copeland. As she tries to go down the floor, she steps on the sideline, out of bounds, turnover number 14. So they trade turnovers there. End result is the Cavs maintain possession. 1:29 showing on the fourth quarter clock, 40-37. The Cavs with the lead, and the Cavs will have the ball when we come back following this timeout on WSMI. Something you don't hear or see every day at the ball game. We're at Hillsboro. Carlinville is playing South County. During the timeout, one of the Hillsboro fans, they're not playing, mind you, one of the Hillsboro fans hollers out T-O-P-P, and over here on the stage, the student body says E-R-S. They get a topper cheer, even though they're not even playing, but they will play the winner of this game. The foul is going to go against Peters as they want to get the clock stopped. That'll be 16 fouls on South County. So now they will be putting the Cavaliers to the free throw line. As Staten has the ball, facing the double team, she gets the ball to Reels. It goes right through her legs and out of bounds for turnover number 12. Reels didn't see that one coming. She was going down to set up the offense. Now trailing by three, the Vipers have the ball with 1:15 to go. Peters with the ball goes to the free throw line. She'll give it off to Bandolo, who'll fire a three. Up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Cavaliers. That was Copeland on that long shot there. They'll set up an inbounds play. I would imagine they're going to try to get the ball to Bixby if they can. Cavies leading by three. To Crane, it comes in the corner. She's tripped. She gets the ball off. Shot's no good. She'll fight for the rebound. She'll pull it away, brings it up top. To Copeland, off to Peters. Peters going to drive into the lane. She's going to get the ball out. They wanted to travel, didn't get it. Into Bixby it goes. She's tangled up there. Staten takes it away. Turnover number 15 could prove costly for the Vipers. Now to Bersey with the ball, down to 45 seconds to go. She'll get the ball over to Weiser. That's who they want to foul if they can, and they do. It'll be Copeland on the foul. It'll be Weiser to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Perhaps for the 5'6 freshman, the biggest free throws of her young high school career. 42.9 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. 40-37. Carlinville with the lead. Weiser with a big free throw. She drained it like an expert. Looked like a pro there. She calmly sank that one. Makes it 41-37 CHS. She'll eye the second one. She'll try the second one. She can't buy the second one. They'll fight for the rebound. Going to be a jump ball. The arrow. No, they're going to call a foul on Taberzi. Coach Deneve is not really in agreement with that one, but he's not going to bark too loudly because he wants to keep his team's focus. That's the eighth team foul on CHS, so that will send Mae Bandelow to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Bandelow 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Her team trails by 4. Make it 3 as she makes the first. She'll get another one. 9 points on the game for Bandelow. 41-38. Cavies with the lead. Second free throws up and good. So 10 points on the game for Bandelow. 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that tomorrow we'll have Illinois basketball as they'll be taking on Rutgers at Rutgers. That game coming your way at 5 o'clock over on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Then on Thursday, we'll come right back here to the Hillsboro Regional. We know that it'll be the Hilltoppers in the championship game. Will it be another South Central team in Carlinville or will it be South County? We shall see. 41-39 Cavies with the lead right at this moment. Then game number 2 on Thursday night will go to the Roxana Regional for the championship game there, where Staunton will take on Marquette in the championship game of the Roxana Regional. But first things first, Cavies will inbound with 40 seconds to go and a 2-point lead. Reels gets the ball into Taberzi. Taberzi going to drive. Bixby's going to foul her on the reach-in. So Bixby will pick up personal foul number 2. That'll be team foul number 8. It'll send Taberzi to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She'll shoot a 1-1. She has 5 points in the quarter, 9 points in the game. Point number 10 could be a big one for Isabella and the Cavaliers. The lefty going to spin the ball in her hands, takes another dribble. Now she'll eye it. Now she'll try it. Can't buy it. Off the iron it goes. But coming down with a rebound, no. Staten tipped it out, but it goes out of bounds before she can get to it. So now with 35 seconds to go, trailing by 2, the Vipers will bring the ball the length of the floor to the south end of the gym. Crane on the dribble, gives the ball off to Copeland. Copeland tries to go inside, has the pass deflected and stolen. Turnover number 16, foul going to be called against the Vipers, and I think this will go against Peters. If so, that'll be her first. No, the foul goes against Copeland. That'll be her third. To the free throw line, Hannah Gibson. She's 1-for-2 from there tonight. She'll eye the first. She'll try the first. She'll buy the first. That was a sweet shot by Gibson, the 5'10 freshman. Much replaces Bandelow in the Viper lineup with 25 seconds to go. Cavies by 3. This would be a big one as Gibson going to eye it again. Going to try it again. Going to buy it again. She drained that one. Never used the rim at all. Just nothing but net each time. 43-39. Cavies by four. Peters for three. No good. Bixby comes up. No. It's Reels comes up with the rebound. She'll give it off to Staten. Staten on the dribble. She's going to be double teamed. Going to be a foul call there as this one will go against Peters, and that will be her fourth, I do believe. Once again, as we have seen so many times, Jill Staten to the free throw line in a critical time for the Cavaliers. That's the 10th team foul, so Jill will be shooting two. 9 seconds to go, a four-point lead. This could seal the deal in a sweet way. Come on, Jill. Oh, that one rattled around and won't go down. She'll get another one. Cavies want to make sure they do not commit a foul here coming down the floor regardless. Second free throw is good. Whoa. Going to be a blockout foul called as Staten gets the shot to drop. Peter's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be her fifth foul, I do believe. And that's going to be a two-shot foul because they're in the double bonus. So she's going to shoot two more, will Jill Staten. And the Cavaliers are going to punch their ticket to the championship game. First free throw is no good. Jill just kind of flops her hands. Doesn't really matter. We got this one won. We're up by five. There's 9 seconds to go. She'll get another one. She'll eye it and try it and buy it. For Staten, that is five and a quarter, 16 for the game, 45-39. Vipers need a couple of threes, and they're not going to get it. Shots up, no good. Gibson comes away with the rebound. That's going to do it, and the Cavies come from behind yet again, trailing by five. Going into the fourth quarter, they come away with a 45-39 victory over South County. So they outscored South County in that fourth quarter just as they outscored Gillespie the other night in the fourth quarter. And so the Cavaliers, they will move on. The record at 15-15, they will take on the Hillsboro Hilltoppers Thursday night in the championship game of the Hillsboro Regional. We'll be back to recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Well, the Cavies have done it again. Trailing the other night against Gillespie going into the fourth quarter, they came away with a hard-fought victory. Tonight, trailing 31-26 going into the fourth quarter, they outscored South County 19-8 in the fourth quarter and come away with yet another victory. Looking at the individual scoring, first of all, for Carlinville, excuse me, I'm all choked up. Jill Staten leading the way with 16. What else is new? Lily Reels with chipped in with 13. What else is new? Isabella Taberzi, an outstanding floor game, rebounding game, 9 points as well. 3 points for Hannah Gibson, as well as 3 points for Jordan Lovelace and 1 point for Braylee Weiser. Quarters of 9, 8, 9, and a big 19-point fourth quarter. The only time the Cavies shot free throws was in that fourth quarter. They made 6 of 11, and that was enough to come away with a 6-point win. For the South County Lady Vipers, who bow out at 27-5, Kenna Bixby with 19 points, Mae Bandelow with 10 points, 4 points for Caroline Peters, 3 points each for Eden Copeland, and 3 points for Olivia Crane. Quarters of 9, 9, 13, and 8, 7 for 9 from the free throw line. I thought as we went into this game, Coach Deneve, we talked about how the Cavies live and die with their defense. A lot of things went right for you tonight, but I thought one key for the Cavaliers was the fact that you helped to shut down Bixby, and it was a team effort defensively.
I don't know that we shut her down, but we certainly needed a team effort to try to control her as best we could. And she's a terrific player and a strong girl. Her sister was a terrific player as well, and they seem like great people. And you know, she had a great game, and we did what we could to try to control her a little bit. She's a senior post player. I've got two freshman post players, and they did the best they could to do to do the job, and so I'm proud of them.
Yeah, but when it came down to the wire, it seemed like they could not get the ball into her when they most desperately needed to. And I thought you had a couple of gals there who switched off. I really like the way Taberzi played defense all the time. She's always a strong influence. But the young gal who had some foul trouble, Hannah Gibson, she came in and she didn't back down defensively there in the fourth quarter. Four fouls or not, I'm going to give her a tough go.
Well, we told her not to worry about the fact she had four, that she had to do the best she can. And we adjusted just a little bit how we were guarding her. And we encouraged our players to do two things on the perimeter. One, have ball pressure. And two, if the ball did go inside, we really needed to all collapse and dig in on the post. And in the fourth quarter, you're right, we were able to sort of get some stops in the post when we needed to.
And, of course, they come up with only three field goals in that fourth quarter. And it seemed like we mentioned that you had them right where you wanted at the end of three quarters. You're trailing 31-26. I don't think you know how to coach with a lead after three quarters, Coach. You like to keep the fans in the seats, don't you?
It doesn't matter who we play. It sure seems like we always have close games. And so, and that's been that way for several years now, it seems like. I don't know what it is, but, when you do get in those close games and you've been in several of them, then it's easier to sort of maintain your poise. And for that matter, we got girls with a lot of guts, and they keep fighting. And, you know, we made some mistakes, turned the ball over a little bit, but we just keep fighting, move on to the next play. We always tell them, move on to the next play. You can't control what just happened, but you can control the very next play, and our girls do a good job of that.
Well, I thought South County come in with a record of 27-4, and I don't want to take anything away from the record, but I think they probably had a lot more blowout games where maybe they weren't tested down to the finish line like you guys were. On the other hand, I think this team that you have this year, I'm not going to say they're the most talented. I'm not going to say they're anywhere close to being the most talented, but I am going to say this. They are a grinding bunch, and I believe, Coach, that you have gotten as much out of this team as for what they could give you as any team you've ever coached.
Well, I appreciate that, Gary, and a lot of that is credit due to our assistants, but also Jill Staten, our senior.
Amen.
She is
Mother
Anne. She has been a great example all season long of playing hard. Even at timeouts there, she's given tips that I could hear myself generally giving that I may have forgotten to set at a timeout, and she's telling those freshman girls, hey, we've got to line up a certain way. We've got to make sure we meet our pass. We've got to do this or that. We got to help in this situation. And so she has a high basketball IQ, and she's a great example of some toughness. She plays tougher than just about anybody I've seen.
And there was one pass that she threw to Lily Reels. Lily wasn't turned around, and that could have been a critical mistake. But she more or less took responsibility for it. She said, hey, don't worry about it. We'll get it back. And with that positive attitude, and I swear she's got a poker face. You never know when she's upset or when she isn't, because she just plays right on. And as a result, the Cavaliers, they withstood that mistake, which could have been costly, and it wasn't, and they played right through it. That's what they've been doing all season long, and at least for one more night.
Honestly, in her career, we've had to do that a lot. You know, we make a key mistake, and we've got to turn around and make a play on defense. And, you know, our girls in practice, whenever we scrimmage, I always give them a choice. Do you want to start on defense or you want to start on offense? And it's always on defense. And so they think they can get stops.
If they win the flip, they'll defer.
Totally. they believe in their ability to get stops. And so when you believe in your ability to get stops, you tend to get a lot of stops.
As much as I love Jill Staten and really have loved watching her play, as with all of her family members, they're just outstanding athletes. And indeed, also got to turn my attention to Lily Reels. Lily is, I mentioned to Tim one time during the break, most kids come in with their duffel bag, but I believe the Cavaliers, they come in with a lunch pail.
She gets after it. She likes to play. She likes to work. It's been a great experience for her. This is by far the most minutes she's logged. You know, last season she played a lot, but we only had 13 games. And her freshman year she got hurt. And so this is in some ways her first lengthy varsity experience. And so occasionally that shows, but by the same token, she has a tendency, like tonight, she has a tendency to make some big shots when we really need them. And she did that, and then she got some stops. You know, she guarded number 31 a lot, and number 31's a terrific shooter. And that girl didn't score too much. I don't know exactly
how much
she scored.
Much did not score at all.
But Lily did a great job, Gardner.
Yeah, she did an outstanding job with that. And I was thinking back to when Reels was a freshman. At that time, I think I gave her the nickname Bulldog. It was just that kind of mentality when she was on the floor. And at that time, it was like she had something to prove with the older kids. I can play with you guys. And to this day, she still has that attitude on the floor, whether on offense or whether on defense. But one thing about it, she's never afraid to stick her nose in anywhere.
No, she likes to play. That's a family trait. You know, I'm sure you remember her sister, Gracie.
Yes.
And, you know, Gracie was one of the best competitors we've ever had. And there's another one coming, thank goodness.
There you go. So. Another one I was very impressed with. 5'10 freshman Isabella Tabersi. I'll tell you what, that kid does not play like a freshman. She'll take the ball. She'll work it left. She'll work it right. She's always got her head up. She's looking for receivers. You don't often see that in a rookie.
No, she has good court vision. She's got some confidence. She's really got some strength. You know, other than Kelsey Card, she's the strongest freshman we've had, you know, just physically strong. And that's not too bad of a second place to be in there. She is really physically strong. She has great court vision. You know, she leads our team in rebounding, and she's really close in assists. It's been going back and forth between her and Jill all year, and I don't know that I've had a player lead the team in both rebounds and assists before, and especially not a freshman. And she's probably got 270 rebounds this season. And, you know, you multiply that by four, and you've got yourself something special.
But the thing I like about her, she walks that fine line. She is, I don't like to use the word bulk, but she's a solid gal. And she backs down from nobody, but she kind of knows the limits. Oh, we got the two opposing coaches pointing fingers at each other here. Hey, what we're glad about
smiling
is
smiling too.
We've got two South Central teams in the championship game. But as I was about to say with Tabersi, she knows how to walk that fine line. She'll get very aggressive, but yet she doesn't get silly. And as a result, tonight she played the entire game very aggressively, finished with but two fouls, and that's a good job. I used to always be told if you didn't have at least two fouls, you weren't working.
That could be. She's rarely in foul trouble, plays pretty smart. She can shoot it. As the years go by, you're going to watch her make a lot of baskets. She hasn't shot the three with a tremendous percentage this year, but in practice, she does. And so look out when she gets a little older. She is going to knock down some shots. And, you know, you have to respect her ability to drive.
Yes.
Because she's going to go in the basket with a lot of strength and with a lot of gusto.
But tell me, have you ever had a big girl who didn't like shooting the threes?
I think I have. But
the thing of it is, if you're a big girl,
I don't know if you remember Grace Zachary, she didn't want to shoot threes.
But if you're a big girl and you only have to run down to the head of the key, that saves you a lot of trips down into the basket. But as you said, you can tell she has a very nice shot, and I think that's only going to get better as time goes on. And, of course, I think this team is only going to get better as time goes on. But if and when the time comes and you have to say goodbye to Jill Staton, you got to give her a hug and a kiss from WSMI because she has been such a ball player that we've enjoyed watching for so long, and she'll be sorely missed. But I know that as long as you stick around, and as long as you keep going with your assistant coach, you'll keep finding a way to win some ball games. This year, what do you got, 15 wins?
16, I think.
16 wins. Yeah. You know, and a lot of people probably said coming into this this season, you'd be lucky to win 10.
I didn't hear any predictions on ESPN. I'm not really sure. You know, it's cliche. I'm a little Ebby Calvin Lelouch every now and then. I like to speak with cliches, but all we want to do is improve. And so we try to do that every year. And so we're happy with the progress we've shown for sure.
And of course, Thursday night, a game against Hillsboro, a team you're very familiar with. Give us some ideas, plan of attack, keys to success.
I think I'm going to enjoy this one a little bit before I start to think. We had a great game with them about a week or two ago.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously, Laney Rupert's a terrific player, but they've got some other weapons as well. And they've had a great season. They'll be on their home court. You know, we'll just try to grind it out and give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter.
Well, but I think the thing of it is we're hoping for good weather because if there's ever two teams that can pack this place again, it will be the Cavaliers and the Toppers. I don't know if you noticed or not. I'm sure you didn't. But at a timeout late in the game, Hillsboro's not even playing. But one of the fans over there goes T-O-P. And the other over here, right? On the other side, they go E-R-S. They're cheering Toppers. It's like, hey, whoever wins this game, you got us coming.
That's
but
funny.
You know as well as I do, with the team that you got and the defense that you got, it doesn't matter if you're on the road or whether you're home, you're going to get the best effort. You got that from them tonight. Congratulations, Coach. Good luck Thursday.
I appreciate it. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Thank
All
you, Gary.
Take care. And that is Darren Deneve, coach of the victorious Carlinville Cavaliers, who for the second game in a row overcame a third-quarter deficit, trailing 31-26 after three quarters to outscore South County 19-8 in the fourth quarter. And they come away with a 45-39 victory, which will put them in the championship game Thursday night, weather permitting, against the host team, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll recap and send it on home on WSMI. We're about ready to close things up here at Hillsboro High School. And
we're the last ones in the gym, Gary.
We thought in the first game that it was going to go down to the wire. And lo and behold, Hillsboro turns it on in that second half and comes away with a 64-39 victory. Didn't really get a surprise knowing that they would be in the championship game. Kind of anticipated that. Auburn gave them a pretty good tussle there for a while. However, in game number two, I thought it had everything you could ask for in a high school girls basketball game.
Gary, there was a stretch there where it looked like South County was going to pull away. I think they were up 35-28. Jill Staten came down, buried a three, got him within four. And from that point, the momentum just slowly turned. And I told you at halftime, historically, when Carnival gets to 40, they're tough to beat.
And indeed they were tonight. 45 points for the Cavaliers tonight. They give up 39. Losing team in both games tonight scored 39 points. And take your hat off to South County. That is a very fine ball club. But I thought that corralling Bixby in that second half and especially holding her to 4 points in that fourth quarter, when you knew that if South County was going to win, they had to go to her, and the Cavaliers refused to let her beat them in quarter number four.
And, you know, for South County, that's the brutal side to the postseason, right? I think 27 wins in the regular year. They're hosting the sectional, and they lose in the regional semifinal. And I saw a lot of tears on the young ladies when they were walking out of the locker room. And it's so hard to have perspective in this moment, you know, Gary, but you won 27 ball games.
Yeah.
You had a phenomenal year, but it don't make it feel any better tonight.
No, and it won't in the morning. It'll take a while, but in a week or two, they'll turn their sights on spring sports and they'll look back on this winter sports and be pretty much pleased with what they accomplished this year. Anyway, our games tonight. Game number one saw Hillsboro defeat Auburn 64-39. Game number two saw Carlinville defeat South County 45-39. So it'll be Hillsboro and Carlinville in the championship game Thursday night. Tim Mize, if you would, take us through the rest of the week and send us home.
So Hillsboro-Carlinville will be our live broadcast feature on Thursday night. As Gary mentioned before, if Mother Nature allows, we'll have live coverage about 6:50 for the 7 o'clock tip here from Toppertown for the 2A Regional Championship. And then we will be off to the Roxana Regional Championship as Staunton will take on Alton Marquette. We'll have that broadcast at around 9 o'clock Thursday night on WUSMI FM 106.1. Of course, we'll stream it all at WUSMIRadio.com. Thanks to all the fine folks here at Hillsboro, Athletic Director Aaron Thuff, Principal Andy Stritzel. We thank them so much for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please patronize the businesses you've heard on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Jennifer Graham and Sean Watson back in our WSMI studios for producing this regional doubleheader here from Hillsboro. It'll be Hillsboro and Carlinville for the regional championship on Thursday night. For Gary Boker, I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Toppertown.